With our study of the tefillah, the short tefillah in the morning of Reishit Chochma, we pointed out that there are five separate verses. Some are psukim, some are not. And we want to move to the last one. Just a reminder of yesterday's. Yesterday's second last verse was Tehei Torah Emunati V'Keil Shakai Be'ezrati. May Torah be my emunati, which would literally mean my faith, or as some siddurs have, not emunati, but umunati. No, I'm not saying it right.
Umanuti,
thank you. Which would mean my profession. And so we pointed out, of course, that that doesn't mean that everybody who says this pasuk is some sort of scholar or rabbinic teacher. But rather, I think what the pasuk is saying, that regardless of what you do, regardless of what area of work you do, whether it's in the house or out of the house, every moment of our lives, we're osek bedivrei Torah. All the things that we do, all of our interactions are guided in some way by ethical teachings or by halachic demands. And so whether or not you are specifically involved in teaching the Torah, we are involved in the fulfillment of the expectations of Torah. And in that context, it is truthful to say, Torah hi umanuti. It is my profession, not in terms of that which I get paid for, but in terms of that which I dedicate myself throughout the entire day. Or emunati, my strength. It holds me, it guides me, it gives me direction. And the last part, V'keil Shakai Be'ezrati, and I pointed out that the very first time that this phrase, or these two names as a couple names, Keil Shakai, appear in the Torah, is in Avraham, in Parshat Lech Lecha. And perhaps the Torah, or the authors of this tefillah, are specifically invoking this name of God to invoke the notion of Avraham Avinu, who begins his journey by calling God V'keil Shakai. And Rashi says the word, the second name, Sheh, die, that God always is sufficient. Make sure that what I need will be provided. So I too, on the verge of my new day, I turn to God as Avram Avinu did in setting, beginning his Lech Lecha journey and say, in my mini journey of the day, Hashem, V'keil Shakai Be'ezrati. The last pasuk is one that I'm sure most of you know. We all know it. What is it? Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. We say it every day when we say the Shema. But why were the framers of this tefillah? Why would they include this as the last sentence? We don't say the Shema, so why invoke Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed? So I want to just explore for a couple minutes the origin of that phrase, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed, and share with you two places in which it's mentioned. The first is in the Gemara Masechet Yoma. It's a Mishnah. We also mentioned it on Yom Kippur. As the Kohen Gadol was involved in the great service in Beit HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, and as he out loud, for the only time during the year, pronounced the ineffable name of God, and everybody standing in the Azara, all the Jews assembled there would hear the name of God, they fell on their faces, they prostrated themselves, as we do on Yom Kippur, during the period of Musaf called the Avodah, and they shouted out, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. That's the first source of where that's found. The second source is also in the Gemara, not in Yoma, but in Masechet Pesachim. It's also in the Midrash. Before Yaakov Avinu died, he gathered all his children. And he was actually quite nervous. He was worried that maybe during the course of his life, he did not do everything he needed to do as a father in teaching his children about accepting God's word. And so he turns to all of his children and he asks them, is there anybody here, Chas V'Shalom, who is not accepting that which I have taught you as a father to embrace God as your God? And he's worried. He's genuinely worried about this. And so all of his children turn to their father. And as he's obviously dying, what do they say to him? Shema Yisrael. And that was his name. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. No, Hashem is our God. Abba, don't be worried. Don't be worried that we have accepted everything upon us that you've taught us. To which Yaakov responded, Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. So why should we say this on our way out in the morning? Like, why are we saying this phrase in the morning prayers? And I think perhaps there is a connection between the two. You might think that only in the presence of the Kohen Gadol in the Beit HaMikdash is God's presence known to us. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed, when the Kohen Gadol is standing in front of the ark, there he is. He's there. We're there. We're in the Chatzir. We're in the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash. I sense God. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. But as I'm getting ready to step out of the house, as I'm getting dressed, as I'm getting my briefcase, I'm having my quick coffee, maybe I'm eating something, I'm thinking about my call already in the car. The Siddur reminds us, you may not be in the Beit HaMikdash, but do not make the mistake of thinking that God's only in the Beit HaMikdash, or is only in the Beit Midrash, or is only in Shul. Wherever you go, you are in the presence of God. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed. Wherever you are, God is with you. And so the recitation of Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed is a declaration, I understand that I will always be in Hashem's presence. And why the second time? Well, it fits, doesn't it? Because one of the themes that was developed in the other four psukim is the theme of what? That how central is the teaching of parents to children, the building of the relationship between teacher and student, between father and children, mother and children. And so yes, as we leave our house, we're declaring, not only am I in the presence of God, but that which I learned at home, Torati Mecha, Velot Asur Me Musara Vicha, I know that. I'm taking it with me as I go out of my house. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto L'Olam Va'ed. I began by talking about Yirat Shemaim, how that is the foundation of Chochmah. But where does that come from? It comes from the teachers we've had, Moshe Rabbeinu. It comes from our mothers. It comes from our fathers. And as we begin our day, we invoke all of these teachers, all of these messages of our tradition, so that as we take our steps throughout the course of the day, our little lech lechas, we say, Hashem, no matter where we go, we know we're in your presence. And no matter where we go, the lessons that we've learned will stick with us. Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Le'olam Va'ed.